Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for holding. Good evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Sunday, October 12, 2014, and we are back broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. We are going to try very hard this evening to conclude our homeschooling series. Well, welcome new listeners and loyal listeners. Thanks so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We're so delighted that you spend part of your Sunday evening with us. And of course, we know that we are blessed to have listeners of all ages. We just simply want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always send out kudos to Charles I and II. And I'm just so happy that they did that. And of course, you know, just in case you don't remember the full backstory of Charles I and II, just remember etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Well, wow, once again, good evening to you. We're excited to bring our guest back on this evening. Her name is Tanya DeRoy-Young. She is a homeschooling expert. And since we didn't have an opportunity to answer all of your questions on last evening, we thought we would continue the show. So we're going to spend the next half hour making sure that we answer all your questions. And if you would like to call us live, you may do so at 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Shoot us an email if you'd like, as some of you have already done, at etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com. Well, hello, Tanya. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening, I should say?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you. I thank you for coming back to spend a little more time with us since we didn't have an opportunity to conclude last week. And, of course, we always want to make sure when we bring great information to you, we want to make sure that we also answer all of your questions and field your comments. And Tanya, if you would, just for the benefit of those who did not hear our show last week, if you would just go ahead and just tell them about yourself, okay?
Okay. So like I shared last week, I am a homeschooling mom. I have six children, all six of my children. My youngest, I'm currently homeschooling four of my six children. My youngest is four and in that bunch, and the oldest in that bunch is 14. But I also homeschool my now 19 and 21-year-old through school. And I shared with the listening audience last week, I was kind of like just thrown into homeschooling, wanted to do it. My husband and I decided that we wanted to homeschool. We wanted to teach them the values that were important to us, which so goes in line with what you do, Donna, talking about manners and just how to be in the way, if you will, in society. And so those were some of the things that we wanted to make sure that we instilled and imparted to our children, in addition to academic education. So that's why we homeschool. And you know, I say it has worked out well for us, and I'm always excited to share with others who are to go down to just share with them some things that I wish people, you know, that I wish I had known when I started homeschooling, that can really make it an easier journey, if you will.
Wonderful. And I know, like I said, you gave us some great information on last week. And, of course, you know, when you think of homeschooling, you know, so many people say, well, you know, what are the qualifications? Why would I even want to do that? Just, you know, knowing that it is a viable option, what is the actual protocol for it? And I know we had several questions last week. I do want to start, Tanya, this week by pulling some of the questions that we did not have an opportunity to get to on last week. And one says, dear Etiquette Lady and guest, do you need to be certified to homeschool your children? And this comes from Mark in Gainesville. So if you would address that, Tanya, that
okay.
would be great.
So, you know, each state is different. In some states, they do require some type of certification. It's best to check with your local school board, depending on, you know, what state that you live in. However, here in Georgia, which is where I live, requires that as a homeschool, if you are a parent that's going to homeschool, it only requires that you have a high school diploma in order to teach your children, and that you at the very some core curriculum subjects of reading, language arts, science, and social studies, and that you teach for a minimum of 180 days out of the week in any way, shape, or fashion that you choose to do that. So Georgia is a state that's one of, in my opinion, one of the many schooling. But again, check with your local state, city or town, because each province will be different.
Okay, great, and thank you for that question. Hope that helps. There's another one. It says, dear guest, are there any homeschool parent clubs or socialization clubs that we can join if we are homeschooling our children? And this comes from Maria in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay, absolutely. There are lots of homeschool organizations and groups, you know, in the state of Georgia, especially in your area, in Marietta and in north of Atlanta. One site that can check to see which groups might be in your area is the Georgia Homeschool Association website. It's a plethora of different homeschool organizations. Like I said, quite a few of them are in your area and in the North Georgia area. In addition, there are homeschooling groups forming in churches these days. So I definitely encourage all the listeners to, you know, look into your church or your parish and see if that's an option for you as well.
Great information. Very good. And we apologize. I think we might be having a little static going on, but hopefully you will still be able to clearly hear the information this evening. If you've just joined us, we are talking to veteran homeschooler Ms. Tanya and Darai Young, and she is giving us valuable information on having homeschooling as a viable option for your child. If you would, just kind of repeat, since I know this is the tail end of our back-to-school etiquette series, but if you can just kind of repeat for those new parents who may be listening about what you said about when is the best time to start your children homeschooling, not necessarily, you know, in the middle of the year or anything like that. If you would kind of repeat that
okay.
information.
Well, you know, I'm of the opinion that the best time to start homeschooling is at the beginning, because the reality of it is that whether we realize God, as parents, we're always teaching our children. So, you know, almost from birth, we're kind of homeschooling. But in terms of like a formal, somewhat structured, you know, way, 4 years old is a very good time to start. 3 to 4 years old is a very good time to start the homeschooling process. Because, and to say that, time to lay down a foundation of learning and education in a way that puts that opens your child up to the possibility of wanting to learn. You do have children that are already in school and you're looking to homeschool. I am a strong advocate of not just pulling, you know, just ripping a child out public school, so to speak, if they're already in public school. Unless it's just, you know, a really, really bad situation that you find your child is in terms of, I would say, I always say wait until the end of the school year, because that does two things. Number one, it allows you as a parent to prep yourself and be prepared for what it is going to do. And number two, it allows your child to be able to get kind of like acclimated to the idea of being in the homeschool environment. So that's what I get people to do.
Wonderful. And Tanya, I think we may be having difficulty on your line because you're kind of going in and out. We're going to take a quick break. And if you would be kind enough, I want you to hang up and go ahead and call back in on
okay.
a different line. I'm going to see if that's a situation with our switchboard, okay?
Oh.
And everyone, we will be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include How to Master the Art of Networking, Business Over Lunch, and How to Impress Your Interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
PBQ Electric, LLC, is a full-service electrical contracting company specializing in both commercial and residential services. These services include home renovations, panel upgrades, and camera installations. Additional services provided are electrical repair, emergencies, new construction, renovations, tenant improvements, exterior and interior landscape lighting, retrofits, and service installations, only to name a few. From design to finish, our experienced professionals will provide the expertise to ensure your electrical project is completed on time, on budget, and up to code. PDQ Electric LLC received the 2013 Best Contractor Award from Home Advisor. Visit our website at www.pdqelectricllc.com. Once again, www.pdqelectricllc.com, or call 404-509-9051. 404-509-9051. PDQ Electric LLC.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, we are back. And Ms. Tanya, are you there?
I am. Is that a little better?
That is much better. Wonderful. I certainly don't want anyone to miss the powerful information that you're sharing. If you're just joining us, once again, we're talking to Tanya Dura-Young. She is explaining to us the protocol for homeschooling your children. We have another question. It says, how do you test your children, and do you issue progress reports? This comes from Laban Y. in Tennessee.
Okay. That's a very good question. And, again, this will vary from state to state, but just like in the public and private school sectors, most states do require that you do standardized testing. In Georgia, which is the state that I can most speak about, in Georgia, we're required to do a standardized test our children every 3 years once they're in third grade. So, but in terms of being able to assess where your children are, various curriculum will provide like assessment tests, so that you can get an idea of, you know, where your child is in terms of their level of math or reading or language arts or whatever the case may be. And once you give them an assessment test on, you know, either one of those subjects, from there that will allow you to be able to determine, okay, where do I need to start with my child with whatever subject. I hope that answers the question.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Laban, for sending that question. We have one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady and Guest, I listened to the show last week and wanted to find out if there is an organization or somewhere you can go for training to be a homeschool teacher. Etiquette Lady, thanks for the continuous amazing topics you cover on the show. This comes from Betty M. from Lilburn, Georgia.
Wow, Betty. You know, not exactly. It would be great if there were such a thing. That's almost like, you know, asking the question of, you know, is there training to be a mom? And I wish there were a class for that, too. But, you know, really with homeschooling, it's really a kind of thing where it's really a lot of trial and error, to be quite honest with you, Betty. You get in, you choose curriculum that you think will be or that you feel will be appropriate for your child, and I definitely hope to get a chance to talk a little bit about that in terms of choosing curriculum. But, you know, it really is kind of a trial and error, you know, where you're teaching your child. The beautiful thing about being a homeschool parent, though, is that once you start teaching your child, you really get to see where their strengths and weaknesses lie. And based on that, as a parent, which is why I think homeschooling parents, and I said this last week because a listener asked the question, can they do this? And I say every parent can homeschool their child. And the reason that I say that is because as a parent, I just believe that I care more about the education of my child than someone else will. And so with that being said, when you see where your children's strengths and weaknesses are, you're going to do more to help kind of like boost, to strengthen where they're weak. So, it really is just kind of like trial and error, Betty. You just kind of like get in there and do what you do. And to be quite honest, you'll change your approach from year to year to year. I mean, I've been homeschooling over 12 years now, and I know veteran homeschoolers that have been homeschooling for 20 or more years. And we're always, you know, recreating, and because as our child grows and as we see them, you know, change and need more challenges, we do more, you know. So it really is just kind of trial and error.
Wonderful. And great answer. Thank you for that question, Betty. And you can feel free to go and post a message, too, on our boards, on our Blog Talk boards, if you would like as well. And I just want to chime in on something, and I'm sure, now I've never homeschooled my child or anything like that, but I know that you must have patience in order to do that. Is that accurate? Is that an accurate statement?
You know, it helps. It does help. You know, but the thing about that too is that what I found in homeschooling my children, and in the past I have taken in other people's children who wanted their children to be in a homeschool environment. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you'll find, you know, should you decide to homeschool your child, is that a lot of parents have a fairy tale idea of who their child is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. so they complain, you know, about the public school teachers and public school or private school or wherever their child is, you know, going to school. And I share with parents all the time, you know, if you just spent 1 week, just 1 week, with your own child in an effort to educate them, you gain a new level of respect and
mm-hmm.
you'd be way more supportive of the teachers in the school that are teaching and doing their best that are educating your children. Because it does require a certain level of patience, you know, to really guide your children to where you would like to see them go, you know. But it is doable. It's very much
mm-hmm.
very doable. And even if you start out not having patience, trust me, you will gain it.
Very good. And if you would take about a minute, I know on the last show we were talking about socialization, social skills for children, because oftentimes, you know, when speaking about homeschool, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, if they're not interacting with other children, then, you know, how are they going to develop social skills? And so if you would just take about a minute, I know you mentioned that on the last show, but if you would just take a minute for those new listeners who may be listening thinking, this sounds great, but, you know, how are my children going to end up, and how will they interact with other people if they're being homeschooled and they're pretty much around only the family?
Okay. And that's a very good question, and like I shared last week, that is like a hot topic, a hot button topic in the realm of homeschooling. And what I think the definition that I shared about what socialization is had to do with learning how to behave properly in society. And from that standpoint, it has always been my opinion, and it's not just an opinion. It's what I have seen throughout, you know, through friends and family that have, you know, chosen to send their children to public or private school, in addition to just looking at and analyzing the community of friends that I have that choose to homeschool. And what I have found is that because, you know, a child is in an environment where the parent can really have control over teaching them fundamental behavior and manners and really how to speak and to talk in society, I find that homeschoolers are much more socialized than other kids. And for the very reason that even though they're at home, if they're involved in their church, if they're involved in, because you know, as homeschoolers, just like other parents, we seek out extracurricular activities for our children as well. So they get interaction through other homeschool organization groups that they might be a part of, via sports activities that they're involved in, church activities that they're involved in, or, you know, music programs or whatever other extracurricular activities that they do. They get to interact with other people. But the beautiful thing is that as a homeschooler, they're not constantly just in interaction with their own peers. They're in interaction with, in addition to their peers, other adults and even elders. So they get more of a well-rounded opportunity to actually learn how to socialize with other people. And that's why I think they are more socialized even.
That's wonderful. So those of you that have that question, there's your answer. And as we conclude, we get ready to wrap up the show. If you would take about a minute, we have about 3 minutes left. Of course, we're going to talk about our kindness this week. But if you would take about a minute, Tanya, I know you teach workshops or something. Would you go ahead and give that information?
Okay. So on the last show, I offered to, for anyone that still had lots of questions, because it's a big topic that had any questions relative to that. I generally do a live homeschooling workshop, and I offer to do a live teleclass, if you will, of that workshop that I do in person, because I know that we have callers that aren't just here in Atlanta. And so if anyone is interested in that, please write down my email address, and that is Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, V-U-R-R-A-H, Young, Y-O-U-N-G, @hotmail.com. And I'll get information to you regarding a date and a time for when I will do the telecall or the teleclass regarding homeschooling 101, if you will. This call will most likely be a 90-minute call where I'll go over some basics in the first hour, mm-hmm. and then the last 30 minutes open up for live questioning and Q&A from the audience, mm-hmm. that decides to participate.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thanks again for joining us this week, Tanya. You've given us a wealth of information, and we certainly do appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and zero in on our kindness this week.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
All right, this week's Random Act of Kindness. This is Hello, Etiquette Lady. Thank you for the quality program you bring. I wanted to share my act of kindness. I was in the supermarket shopping last week, and I had numerous grocery items and was in line. A couple of people walked up with only one or two items, so I let them go ahead of me. One person said, thanks. The other said, nothing. My daughter couldn't believe the one lady said nothing and said, Mommy, maybe you should not have let her go in front of you. I told her it was okay. It was my act of kindness. And this comes from Jan from Milwaukee. Jan, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And that was certainly a teaching moment for your daughter. So we certainly want to applaud you on that. And, of course, feel free to send us your act of kindness, because we do spotlight them every week. Well, remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And we'd appreciate you telling your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. But we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Comes from Proverbs 3:3. And again, please be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. We have a special show coming up. We'll be talking about how to interact with those who have special challenges. So it's going to be a great show. Please join us for that. Again, we'll talk again next week. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.